USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Republicans are still reacting to the impeachment votes in the House Judiciary Committee. The Democratic-led panel approved two articles of impeachment against President Trump, covering abuse of power and obstruction of Congress in the Ukraine scandal. Louisiana Republican Mike Johnson says Democrats can't impeach the president because they don't like him.
This is the first time in the history of this nation in 243 years that a president has been treated in this manner, when one party has followed and pursued a predetermined political outcome.
Under a bipartisan bill introduced on Friday, e-cigarette makers and importers would pay a quarterly fee to the government, just as tobacco companies do, and that would pay for anti-vaping campaigns in schools. The bill comes as the long-term effects of vaping are still unknown. This is USA Radio News.
Haul packages for a living? A gas-powered Mercedes-Benz Sprinter delivers. Transport people? A Sprinter van with 0% financing is a five-star idea. If food delivery is your thing, then a gas Sprinter caters to you. And if you're a general contractor, the Sprinter with 0% financing nails it. With innovation, safety, and technology, Sprinter is built for you. And it's built for your bottom line with 0% financing. The Mercedes-Benz Sprinter, starting at just $33,790. And for a limited time with IRS Section 179, you could be eligible for up to a $25,000 tax deduction. Gas engine, 0% financing, and a possible tax deduction? Now that's a Sprinter that delivers. Mercedes-Benz. Vans. Born to run.
MSRP excludes all options, taxes, title, registration, transportation, charge, and dealer prep. The options, mile availability, national dealer price may vary. See dealer for details about costs and terms. Only valid on 2018 or 2019 Mercedes-Benz Sprinter vans, excluding cab chassis. Qualified commercial customers only. Financing offer valid through January 2nd, 2020. Consult your tax advisor for more information. Limits may apply. Visit mbvans.com.
A former U.S. president calls it a moral call to the rest of the world. USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes has a story.
That's what Barack Obama says about the challenges to many people around the globe when it comes to climate change. He was speaking to youth leaders in Malaysia's capital, pointing out that many are already feeling the effects of climate change. He says island countries may sink and that many nations are losing sight of the damages already happening. He told them their voices will remind the rest of the world of the impacts of climate change and could help spur them to action. And he said the world needs to prepare for the changes that are coming, including large-scale migrations and other disruptions. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
Microsoft says it's coming out with a new video game console called Xbox Series X. The console will be released during the 2020 holiday season. This is USA Radio News.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now, before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290.
The Defense Department's internal watchdog is investigating a $400 million border wall contract that was awarded to a firm. The Pentagon's Inspector General sent a letter to the House Homeland Security Committee Chairman Benny Thompson telling them that they would be auditing North Dakota-based Fisher Sand and Gravel. Tommy Fisher is the CEO of Fisher Sand and Gravel, and he tells Fox News regarding those contracts.
I wanted to give them, as an expert, the exact cost that it would cost to build these and the time it would take. These agents need it, and they need it now. As an American, I want to be able to do what we can do to protect every single American and be fair on both sides.
Florida authorities have arrested more than 100 people in an undercover operation targeting prostitution, human trafficking, and child predators. Speaking with reporters, Polk County Sheriff Grady Judd says the purpose of Operation Santa's Naughty List was to identify and rescue victims of human trafficking.
Our potential victims of human trafficking are immediately offered services to protect them and to help them break this horrible chain that they're involved in.
Judd discusses the ringleaders of the human trafficking operations.
Are they all cognizant that these young ladies are victims? No, most of them are in total denial. But the reality is it's them, their conduct, their funds that feed the entire process.
For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.